Did Satoshi Nakamoto just begin selling his 1 million Bitcoin stash from 2009? I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but this tweet right here has been absolutely blowing up on Twitter, and a lot of people have been worried and they're speculating, is Satoshi selling his Bitcoin? What would happen to Bitcoin if Satoshi did sell his Bitcoin? Today, we're going to be answering all of those questions and having a look at the Satoshi email blacklist that was, let's say, opened up to the public and revealed earlier in the year. And we're going to have a look at whether these most recent Satoshi email links could have anything to do with the selling we are seeing today. So let's begin off with the news. We could see that Bitcoin from 2009 has been moved recently. So this was discovered by Arkham Intelligence. They are an incredible on-chain analytics firm that are exposing all sorts of different things in the Bitcoin space. And they say Bitcoin addresses from 2009 wake up after complete silence. Some of the earliest ever Bitcoin mining addresses just woke up. We can see $15.9 million worth of Bitcoin was just moved from 5 addresses active in the first month of Bitcoin's existence, January 2009. We can see Arkham Intelligence brings the receipts. They have all of the addresses. You can see 250 Bitcoin were moved, a massive amount of Bitcoin. We can see each address received 50 Bitcoin for mining blocks 2,247, 2,401, 2,455, and a few other blocks in the very early days of Bitcoin. So that Bitcoin has stood dormant for 16 years, has not been touched, has not been moved, and we can see Arkham Intelligence has even put together a really cool little dashboard showing all of this stuff. So again, massive kudos to Arkham Intelligence for doing a little bit of digging. We're going to do some further digging in a moment, but let's first just kind of think about this for a minute. How many Bitcoin miners do you think were on the network in the first month that Bitcoin was live? I don't think there was many, guys. I really don't think there were many. That's why a lot of people are speculating, maybe just maybe, is this Satoshi Nakamoto? Let's not forget, Satoshi Nakamoto could be multiple different miners on the Bitcoin network. Some people have speculated and said that Hal Finney is Satoshi Nakamoto. Hal Finney was the first Bitcoin person on the network to receive Bitcoin sent from Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009. Some people have said, hey, maybe Hal Finney is Satoshi and he sent Bitcoin to himself, a different Bitcoin wallet, to kind of like hide his identity or, you know, just test Bitcoin transactions. What if this other person who is moving Bitcoin today could also be another wallet that belonged to Satoshi? This is the speculation that's flying around Twitter right now, because we have the receipts, we have the screenshots, we have the dates, but we obviously just don't know who this wallet belongs to. All we do know is that they were mining Bitcoin in the first month Bitcoin was live, and there would have been less than 100 people mining Bitcoin at that time. I don't know the exact figures. Maybe there's less than 20 people mining Bitcoin in the first month it was live. There was not many. Okay, this is obviously, this is how Satoshi Nakamoto has so much coins. He was mining for the first year or so, and that's how he has 1 million coins, because nobody else was taking those 50 Bitcoin rewards that were being paid to the Bitcoin miners every 10 minutes in the very early days. So let's have a look at a couple of images I have prepped for you guys. We can see today Satoshi Nakamoto is squatting on 1.1 million Bitcoin. Binance is the next big holder. And you can see there are some other very big holders of Bitcoin in this list. But Satoshi Nakamoto is by far and away the biggest holder in this entire list. Let's do some more investigating to see what's going on right now about Bitcoin, and so let's see what's happening. So we can see, I found another article on this topic. A wallet from the Satoshi era has been awakened. Okay, so let's try to find out what is actually going on here. Because a lot of people are talking about this. A lot of people are scared. We're going to be answering the question about whether we should be scared or not about Satoshi selling Bitcoin in the future, maybe at the end of today's video. But let's just dive into this address. So I found this other really cool on-chain dashboard that is tracking this address that everybody is talking about. So we can see just recently, the 20th of September, 2 days ago, they moved 50 Bitcoin. And really, this address hasn't been touched in a very long time, in many, many, many years. So a lot of people are speculating what's going on, but this is the biggest thing people are speculating about. The impact of the news on the price of Bitcoin. Obviously, right now, price of Bitcoin doesn't care. We talk about this all the time here on the channel. The price of Bitcoin does not matter. But a lot of people do want to know, what would the price of Bitcoin hypothetically do if Satoshi were to sell his 1 million coins? Some people are calling this a black swan event. Some people are saying if Satoshi sold his 1 million Bitcoin, it'd be all over. And I don't quite agree with that. Okay. I don't think it would be entirely catastrophic. Again, I'd love to hear from you guys in the live chat. Do you think it would be catastrophic? But I think, sure, it might have an impact on Bitcoin's price in the short term. But I think in the medium term to the long term, I don't think it would have a massive impact. Like, just think about this hypothetically for a minute. If Satoshi sold 1 million coins tomorrow, where would the price of Bitcoin dip to? $5,000? Do you think it would get as low as $500? Think about the buyers who might be stepping in with an enormous amount of money to buy Bitcoin, under $10,000 or under $5,000. I think there'd be a lot of people buying a lot of coins if it got under $20,000, an incredible amount of coins. Let's not forget what happened in March of 2020 when we saw Bitcoin dip below $4,000. For those of you who may not have been here or might not remember, I'm going to bring up a chart of exactly what happened to the price of Bitcoin in March of 2020. Because the Bitcoin price pretty much got cut in half in early 2020 when everybody was scared about the world getting shut down. Be careful what I say. Let's just say people were scared, okay? Oh, the stock markets are going to crash forever. Everybody was absolutely horrified. I can still vividly remember walking through a specific supermarket. It was like a little mall on this day in March 2020. And I was looking at this daily candle. And I remember my jaw was literally on the floor. I could not believe the price of Bitcoin was doing that. I can vividly remember walking, like on my phone, walking through the shops and like just refreshing the page. I think I was on some shitcoin exchange I was trying to wire money to buy Bitcoin because I could not believe how cheap it was. I mean, have a look at it. That's a hell of a red candle. But what I want to point your attention to is how quickly this thing bounced back. Like, this is a one-day candle right here, guys. One day. So look at how quickly the thing crashed. In a day, Bitcoin crashed from 8K to 3,800. And then the next day, it was back to about 6. So you saw about a 30% bounce in a matter of literally hours. Super quick. All Night Hider says he'd probably load up on some leverage if we dip below 4K. Within reason, of course. Again, we're never going to encourage you guys to leverage trade your Bitcoin. Could be very dangerous. Could be very dangerous indeed. But again, I'll be buying a lot of spot Bitcoin if Bitcoin had a similar crash to what we saw in 2020. So again, if Satoshi sold 1 million Bitcoin, could Bitcoin crash and repeat what it did in 2020? Sure, it could. I'm not saying it won't go to $1,000. I commonly tell everybody watching this channel, you should be psychologically prepared for Bitcoin to be worth $1,000 tomorrow or $1 million tomorrow. I want your Bitcoin self-custody setup to be prepared for either situation, but I also want you to be psychologically prepared for Bitcoin to be worth either one of those prices, okay? The volatility we are going to see this decade is going to absolutely blow your socks off. And I just don't think a lot of people have psychologically prepared themselves for either scenario, okay? Satoshi selling 1 million coins and sending Bitcoin to $1,000 momentarily would not break the Bitcoin thesis. I think it would be an incredible short-term buying opportunity. And I think people like Michael Saylor would just step in and buy $2 billion worth of Bitcoin at those prices. Let's do some quick math here on the channel. You guys know I love quick math. I wonder how much, because Saylor bought, the reason I'm interested by Michael Saylor is because he just bought $2 billion worth of Bitcoin this week alone. Okay. So what I'm interested in is how many coins could he get if Bitcoin was at $2,000 a coin? This could be really dodgy maths. I apologize if my maths is well and truly out, but I want to have a look. Oh, well, there you go. My math ain't working. Let's see if someone can beat me in the live chat. So I'm going 2 billion divided by $2,000. Does that mean Michael Saylor would step in and buy 1 million coins? Is that correct, guys? 1, 2, 3. I'm looking at a lot of zeros on my screen. If Michael Saylor had $2 billion to deploy into Bitcoin, does that mean he would be able to buy 1 million coins if Bitcoin was at $2,000 a coin? Is that correct? Somebody please fact check me in the live chat. I think that might be correct. Okay, so think about that for a moment. If Michael Saylor alone had $2 billion deployed into Bitcoin in the past week, I believe that would make it very difficult for Bitcoin to dip below $2,000 a coin, even if Satoshi sold all of his Bitcoin tomorrow. Okay, so again, be prepared psychologically for what could happen. You need to know, as All Night Hider says, why you buy Bitcoin. Satoshi selling his coins does not make Bitcoin any less decentralized. It does not make Bitcoin any less vulnerable to attacks. If anything, Satoshi selling those 1 million coins would actually make Bitcoin even more decentralized and distributed and even better. Morning, everyone. I think as Elaine says, in the Rumble live stream, again, if you're in Rumble, let us know if you're watching on Rumble. We are putting a lot more effort into less centralized social media platforms. So again, welcome if you are on Rumble, but Elaine says, I don't think anything will be bad for Bitcoin. I tend to agree with that. This is fascinating. This is a great comment from Martin. There has been about 15 2009 to 2010 wallets activated this year. That's fascinating. I didn't know there were so many, which is really interesting. It does make a little bit of sense. If Bitcoin pumps from $15,000 to $70,000, like it has in the past 18 months, makes sense some hodlers would sell a little Bitcoin. All Night Hider says to the 518 people watching this live stream, if you're enjoying it, bruise the like button. We would appreciate that. Now let's talk a little bit more about the leaked Satoshi emails that came out earlier in the year. Because I think they're fascinating. And this, again, happened probably just about 6 months ago now. So we can see from this article here, newly released Satoshi emails reveal a treasure trove of early Bitcoin lore. I don't even know what the word Bitcoin lore means. But anyway, these are some of the emails that we can see from the 2009 to 2011 era. This is a very, very, very long time, okay? And we can see some really interesting things about Bitcoin and its decentralization being talked about. So Pete Rizzo, someone who many of us call the Bitcoin historian, he does great work, says this: when asked how Bitcoin might scale in the future, Satoshi theorized the network would have a maximum of 100,000 nodes. Here he goes into the calculation and the economics of the network at scale. Note, there's about 50,000 nodes available today on the network. So again, here is the original Satoshi email signed by Satoshi at the very bottom of it. And I'm not going to read that whole email for you guys, but you can see pretty clearly Satoshi theorized 100,000 nodes would be enough for Bitcoin to be maximally decentralized. He runs through the maths. He says this would be doing about 15 million transactions per day for the entire e-commerce load of the internet worldwide. Fascinating. He's talking about the bandwidth, 15 gigabytes of bandwidth for each block generating node per day. Fascinating. So again, a lot of the concerns that people talk about today, Satoshi and the early Bitcoiners talked about a long time ago. They really have. I hope we're not scared by this headline. I know a lot of people have been scared by, you know, early 2009 Bitcoin wallets moving their Bitcoin. I hope I've answered the question that this is not a bad thing for Bitcoin. Bitcoin, who I believe is a, this could be a YouTube channel I follow, says shitty engagement headline. Well, it made you click, didn't it? I mean, this is obviously a headline being circulated all over Twitter. So I apologize if it was shitty engagement headline, but this is a question I think needs to be answered. Late again. I apologize. I was late. I was actually so late. I thought I had shaving cream in my ear. Okay, it's dissipated. But yeah, I was very late today. I apologize again. I'm always running late. I apologize, G. Okay, so somebody's done the maths, and apparently if Michael Saylor was buying $2 billion worth of Bitcoin, that would be a million Bitcoin. So that would be all of Satoshi's coins. So this is why I don't think this would be absolutely catastrophic for Bitcoin. Even if you believe that, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto is the CIA, this is a thought that a lot of people have. A lot of people believe this. And they say one day they're just going to market dump Bitcoin and they're going to crash the price. For how long? For how long is the price of Bitcoin going to be crashed? I don't think it's going to be very long. We have 50 public companies buying Bitcoin, putting it on its balance sheet today. Michael Saylor alone had $2 billion ready to deploy into Bitcoin just in the past week. Literally. If Bitcoin got to $2,000 a coin, Michael Saylor alone could eat up all of that supply overhang. As Nathan says, what a joy it would be to see Bitcoin $1,000. It would be incredible. You have no idea the things I would do for $1,000 Bitcoin. Let's keep this PG. We are streaming on Rumble, but we're on YouTube as well. Most likely scenario is this person wanted to increase their Bitcoin security and move their Bitcoin to a multi-sig wallet. It's a great comment here by Mr. Nobody. I think that is a great idea. A lot of people are beginning to realize that, hang on a minute, why don't I upgrade my Bitcoin security? In 2009, when this person was mining Bitcoin, in the first month Bitcoin was around, we didn't have these things. There were no hardware wallets, okay? There was a lot of paper wallets. At the time, everybody was making this mistake. Everybody was writing down their Bitcoin backup words on paper. As my little piece of paper says here, your Bitcoin is not safe on me. Put me on Titanium. Okay, Bitcoin is generational wealth. You guys know you should be having your Bitcoin backup words on something like this. Titanium. This puppy is going to survive house fires. This puppy is going to survive floods. This puppy is going to be your friend for generational wealth. That's what Bitcoin is. That's why I always encourage you guys to back up your Bitcoin correctly. Who knows? Maybe this Satoshi era miner who was mining Bitcoin in the first month it was alive is doing this right now. Maybe they're backing up their Bitcoin correctly, moving it to a safer, more secure wallet. Again, I hope they are. I hope they are taking advantage of what Stampseed is creating. Again, you guys can get 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed with the promo code Luke15. Linked in the live chat. I think it's over there. Yeah, it's that way. Linked in the live chat and down below in the description. Check out what Stampseed is doing. Go get yourself one of these sexy little stamping kits. Have a look at that. They're super nice. Okay, so with all that said, guys, I hope this video was informative. I hope this video wasn't just clickbait, as JDM Imports said. I feel like I wanted to give my opinion on this topic because so many people have been talking about these tweets that have been going, let's just say, mega viral on Twitter all week. Bitcoin addresses from 2009 Satoshi era alive. Everybody is fearful. Again, like I've laid out in this video, I don't think it's a bad thing. If you're joining late, rewind to check out the start of the video. And with all that said,